tonight we'll have my friend David speak. Here we go.
Hi guys, David Alcoholic.
David.
That's for me. Those of you that know me know that's for me. But no, all joking aside, last week after the meeting, I saw John talking to my sponsor, and then all of a sudden John's like, "Hey Dave, can you speak next week?" And I was like, "Of course." And I go, "What step are we on?" He goes, "The sex part of the fourth step." I'm like, "Come on." I'm like the only homo for fucking miles around, and he picks me. He picks me. So it's not going to be like that. It's not going to be like that. But yeah, I use the fair prayer, which is right in front of this. And try not to be like, you know, self-seeking fear, because I know how that stuff works now. I shared a little bit of fear with a couple people, but really this is about the mechanics. By the time I got to this part of the fourth step, I just want to get it over with. Some of you guys know that it took me like years and years to do my fourth step and complete it. I didn't finish my work till like last summer, so last fall. And a lot of my fear section of the fourth step was about being gay and the shame and just like growing up with that, just kind of carrying it around for a long time, like really my whole life. And I used drugs and alcohol over it. You know, that was my whole way of coping with it. So, I mean, don't get me wrong, I had some fun times. I lived in Miami for a long time. I was into the club scene. I was young and thin and pretty. I had long hair. but I was doing cocaine every night to deal with, you know, the feelings of it, because I grew up, you know, it was wrong. You know, who was going to take over my dad's construction business, you name it. It was just like all over the place. So that's one of the reasons I took off and I did go to Florida, just to kind of get away from like family and friends and the whole stigma of it. And I was just kind of coming out, so I was 17. Imagine moving in the middle of your senior year to Miami from Chatham and signing out of high school just because you have enough credits. You don't even want to graduate with your class and you want to like do drugs for the rest of your life. That's fucked up. So when I finally decided to, what happened was last June I had a nervous breakdown. It was like the best thing that ever happened to me. I had to like get down to like basics. And there's a group of guys here that I reached out to for help, and they made me get back into this meeting. I'd gotten a foundation in this meeting like 12 years ago when I first came around. And a lot of guys are still here. And a lot of the guys that I knew from Hyannis, like I definitely wanted what they had. I had no structure growing up. I had no dad. Just like things that I wanted. I didn't want a daddy, but I wanted like lessons and like, you know, how to have intimate relationships with men without, you know, the other whole side of it. Hang ups with sex, like big part of my story. I mean, let's face it, sex can be an addiction, like food and gambling and you name it. But last summer I decided to get honest and share with some people here in this room tonight even, about where I was at and how I was just like going to meetings but really sick, you know, just like a really sick person. And I had no recovery. I mean, I was trying to help people in service. I was trying to help people in district. I was trying to help you so you wouldn't look at me and see what was up with my world. So when I finally decided to ask my sponsor to sponsor me, he kind of knew me from Hyannis. But people, when people come here and they say that they want to do the work and they're not doing the work, it's kind of like after a while you're like, okay, you know, like we'll see you here doing the work when you've done the work. And I was just sick of being that person that hadn't done the work but wanted to do the work. And so I did the work. And now, because of the work itself, I have different behaviors. And some of the sex behaviors are behaviors. So I'm single now. I kind of feel like, you know, I can do what I want, but it's not good for me. It's part of this whole, like, trying to live how I want to live and knowing my past. I know what's not good for me. So nowadays, I don't know. Back to the step. When I got to this part of the writing, I wrote down names. Some names, you know, dude from the club in Miami from 1982, you know. But some people I like lumped together, you know. And I've had three partners, three long-term partners. I don't have to make amends to them, thank God. But I definitely put down my behaviors with them. So it was all there blaring on paper, just like turnarounds, like selfish, selfish, selfish. You know, my whole MO was like, talk shit about you behind your back, and then walk away and then feel bad that I talk shit about you behind your back. If anybody can relate with that. So we got to the 10 questions. This actually wasn't that bad for me. I mean, once I had everything written down, it wasn't too bad. After I finished this, of course, I went into 5, which was like, there are some things I wouldn't share with you guys, even like my best friend. I've only shared it with my sponsor, and I don't want to share it tonight, but it was good to get rid of it, put it that way. And I don't know, I went into 5 with my sponsor, and again, like when we were doing, you know, the first part of 5, we're just in a good place, like a real Zen kind of setup, candles, just a real special feeling. And then the next day, we hung out together, we were doing stuff, and he goes, I think this will be a good time to get into your sex stuff. And I was like, okay. And so we were just driving somewhere, and he was just like, great, excellent, you know, like, what's going on? Like, you know, oh, okay, yep. And I thought he was going to be, like, floored by this shit, and he wasn't. So that was really good for me, because I was able to get rid of it, and I kind of feel like it all went down like a cesspool, and it's never, ever going to come back, and it's only between me and this one other person and God. So literally after that happened, and I finished, started getting into amends, which I definitely have to work on more of. I started to change my behaviors in that department, and it's been really good for me. So now I can help other people, and you know, when I go to commitments, I share at the podium about a lot of things without getting into details, and guys will come up to me and they're like, you know what? Like, at the Anchor House, like, I'm gay, and it's good to have somebody here to, like, you know, identify with, and I'm not all here by myself. And because that was like when I went to Barnstable, my friend Chuck, who's gone now, he was a member of this group for a long time. He died sober. That's all he wanted to do. But when I first started coming around and he brought me to Hyannis, I go, well, but we can't go to that meeting. It's not a gay meeting. He goes, well, if we're here, it is a fucking gay meeting. So that's that. I always kind of remember that. I mean, even with the fear, I kind of remember that. But I mean, nowadays I try to reach out to people here and just like be myself, like not be afraid anymore. And just you're only as sick as your secrets. And ever since I kind of laid all that stuff down, I've been like so much better. So I'm in a better place with God, and I have a relationship with God now. And like the fear prayer right before this, if you guys aren't familiar with it, you might want to memorize it. It's really good. It's good for fear. And I think that's all I got tonight. Thanks.